Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Central College President Mark Putnam and Director of K-12 Education at the Pella Community School District, Lowell Ernst, joins us on today's program to talk about both of their entities' participation in the Future Ready Iowa Regional Summit last week and what Central College and Pella Schools' involvement will look like moving forward in the Future Ready Iowa initiative. First, here's President Putnam. From Central College's perspective, why is the Future Ready Iowa initiative such an important thing and endeavor for the school to be a part of and really for our community to be a part of?
Well, we always see Central College in its context, and I often say the college was founded by the citizens of Pella, and that's very true. But it's also the fact that we have regional responsibility and statewide responsibility. People sometimes forget that out of our 20,000 alumni, about half of them live in Iowa, and in the Des Moines region, probably about 6,000. So we have a pretty substantial footprint of folks who are in the school districts and hospitals and businesses all over the region, and so we care about the workforce opportunities they have in the future, but also being a responsible partner with our corporations and state government and nonprofit organizations, all the agencies that have to work together for us to have success.
The overarching goal is to have basically three-fourths of the workforce with some sort of post-secondary education 8 years from now. You know, in terms of your involvement, you're involved in numerous state boards from the STEM Council to this. What is that next step then? Whether it is an institution like Central or it's a business listening to this in Pella, what are those next steps that we need to be taking to get that goal and make it a reality?
Well, what you're finding in these regional summits is, I think, the germ of the idea. And that is to say the only way this happens is through partnerships. And in sitting in the Future Ready Iowa Alliance and on the executive committee, what we realized along the way was that this wasn't something you could just throw money at it. That doesn't mean there isn't an importance of funding behind it and animating the programs and activities of the Alliance with some support. But what it's actually going to take is creative energy. So when you think about some of the things we saw today, where Vermeer is working with the Pella school systems to think about the Career Academy and how instruction happens in certain programs, it's going to be about how we partner together. So I think of it as a vertical integration, that when we go K to 12 and all the way through the post-secondary opportunities in our area, certainly Central, but also DMAC, William Penn, Indian Hills, all these different educational players have a really key role to play. And so our hope is that by creating the synergies that bring the partners together, we can get more power in the effort than doing it in isolation from each other.
And now joining us, Lowell Ernst. First of all, how did the Pella School District really become a leader among these groups, and why is it so important to be involved with this Future Ready Iowa project?
Part of it came from the State STEM Coalition contacting us and asking us if we would go down this road. And it's something we've always been curious about. We feel like we've done a great job of getting our kids ready that are going down that college road, but there certainly has been a gap for some other students that maybe didn't see themselves as that, and not even necessarily because they weren't capable of going to college. Many times it just wasn't their choice. And we wanted to provide that path for those kids to be able to find a true oriented career that would give them a future and give them goals. And this was a way to be able to do that. With some great support from our businesses in the area, specifically around Vermeer and Pella Corporation and PPI and some of the others in our community that have been able to help us out, it's given us that idea that we can develop an alternative path for kids.
And that alternative path has really shown itself here at Pella with the apprenticeships that so many people have heard of that the governor has highlighted, starting with the welding apprenticeship in Vermeer, but expanding, as I understand, this year. Why has that become such a vital piece of this conversation about getting Iowa's workforce the skills they need?
Well, there's a concept in the state right now of getting 70% of the workforce to be able to have those skills. And to do that, over 40,000 of those kids need to come out of our schools. Others need to come from the workforce. But at this point, we know that we've got kids who have the skills to do these jobs, but we've got to give them those on-the-job training capacities to do that and be able to have something they can take with them. The apprenticeship gives them certification from the U.S. Department of Labor that's recognized anywhere in the country. And I think that's one of the things we want to be able to have our kids leave with, is that idea that I've got credentials that are going to help open doors for me anywhere I go. We'd like to keep as many of them as we can around here. We love our kids and we think they'd be great to have as future community members. But if they do choose to leave us, they have portable transcripts, portable skills they can take with them to get other jobs.
how do the schools help fuel that beyond maybe apprenticeships? And what are the ways that you're working with those other partners to ensure that we can get to that 70% and that it's a collaborative effort?
Just been having conversations here recently that kids can only choose a job if they know it exists in the first place. So the more exposure we can get with students to the different careers that exist, CNC is a career that is in several of our businesses around here with being able to connect to the drafting world, to the manufacturing world. But when you talk to a student about that, very few of them have a clue what you're talking about. So being able to get kids in those businesses, having the businesses come to us and actually model what some of those careers are. There's some amazing simulators that some of the businesses have put together now that kids get actually do that. And in a gaming world, those are exciting to students to be able to see some of those things. So I think that's one of our biggest things as the exposure. Being able to start that early too. We know that kids are excited about STEM careers when they're back in kindergarten through third grade. It gets more difficult as you get closer to the career. But to show them the excitement that exists alongside the work they're putting in. So there's that, what's in it for me? Is this really worth it? And yes, it is. Being able to answer those questions, I think, are really important to getting kids to stick with that.
Once again, that was Central College President Mark Putnam and Director of K-12 Education at the Pella Community School District, Lowell Ernst, discussing the Future Ready Iowa initiative. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.